I come from halfway between Possum Trot and Monkey's Eyebrow, Paducah, Kentucky. Parents were real young when they got married. My mom was 16 years old. I have one older brother. But when I was 7 years old, something happened in my home that really began to change. And when fights would break out and conflict, my dad would stop and he'd say, "Wait a minute, we need to pray." And I remember as a little boy hearing my dad pray prayers like, God, I don't know how to be a good father or a good husband because I didn't have a dad in my life. But you're my father now. And will you please teach me how to do that?" And so as a little guy, I got to see the change, that Jesus would make in a heart and in a life in my own dad and my mom and my whole family. It didn't fix everything. There was still we were still a mess, but there was this hope. When I was in high school, I was kind of the back in the shadows guy and the guitar player and songwriter. But I had this dream that someday maybe I could sing my songs. Well, as God would have it and write the story, I did get an opportunity to make a record, record some of my songs and get a record deal. And then I had a song go, do really well on the radio. Even as a kid, I've always been a fixer. If something's broken, I want to fix it. And I think even music, so many of the songs I began to write, as I look back, it was really about, this is what can fix broken things in my life, in other people's life. People would often tell me, even in the early days, we feel like when you sing, it might not be the greatest voice that makes us stop in our tracks or whatever, but you kind of feel like a friend just, sitting down in the car beside me, just telling me your story and encouraging me in my journey. Really, my songs have just been kind of tearing pages out of my journal of my life and saying, this is what I'm learning. This is what I'm struggling with. Taking 3 steps forward, I take 2 steps back. Some days 20 steps back, and I'm going to talk to you about that journey as honestly and as vulnerably as I can. And when we got married, like so many, thinking, gosh, we've got this figured out. We got it going on, and quickly realized we are a lot more broken than we ever imagined. I began to realize God was revealing a whole lot of my own brokenness. And I saw the things, pulls back the curtain and you see things about yourself that are not good and that you can't fix. And as I have continued to take the journey, my wife and I, one of the most amazing parts of our story and our journey, parents of 3 kids, thought that was it. We were house full, crazy, life busy, me touring, being on the road, her being at home trying to raise a family. God would do something amazing in our journey and our story and allow us to adopt 3 girls, Shohanna in March of 2000, Stevie Joy, and then I was on a trip to China and met a little girl who didn't have a family. My wife was not with me, and I called home and I said, "Sweetheart, I met this little girl. Her name is Maria. She needs a family." My wife stopped me in the middle of my sentence and said, "Don't even think about it. We know where there's no room here. We can't do this, And I said, I know. Just pray for Maria. She needs a family, and I don't know why she grabbed my heart like she did." And I came home from that trip, and by the time I got home, my wife had paperwork waiting on the kitchen counter that she'd already started the adoption papers for us to go back and get Maria and bring her home. So that's how we became the parents of six children. Not only would we adopt our three daughters, but my wife and I would start an organization called Show Hope that helps families that want to adopt that can't afford it. This miracle of adoption just kind of, we say it was like the glorious wrecking of our plan and threw our lives upside down in so many ways. But also, again, just brought so much goodness and richness into our lives. But to experience in my own journey, the mountaintops beyond anything I could have ever imagined. But then also the very, very, very deep valleys, deeper than I ever could have imagined. My youngest daughter, Maria, that I mentioned, the little girl I met in China that needed a family, a few days after her fifth birthday in May of 2008, tragically, she, an accident at her home took her life. And I spent 14 years of a journey with my family of grief and questions and confusion and anger and, God, are we going to survive this? How are we going to survive this? For a guy who's a fixer, to ultimately face the most unfixable thing you could ever imagine as a parent, as a husband, how am I going to lead my family through this? Knowing that most marriages and families don't survive the loss of a child because grief and that kind of grief is so devastating. So many ways that I have wrestled and had to say, okay, God, I don't get this. And yet in all of this journey, the more I understand about who God is, the more I learn, is that he says, bring all of it to me. I already know it anyway. I'm God. I already know you're angry. I already know you're confused. I already know all of that. Will you just come to me? And will you trust me? Because the truth is, we only see a little part of the story. And that's what we have held on to. That's what I've held on to as a dad, as a husband, as a follower of Jesus, that the story is not over yet. That I only see this little part. But the promises of God, that there's a day coming when he's going to wipe every tear from our eyes. He's going to make all the things that are broken whole again. And he's not going to waste any part of our story. And as I've held on to that, and as I've written songs about it, I've even written some more new songs. Even after all these years, I still can't shut up about it because it's what has kept me alive. I want to keep telling that story and keep writing those songs. And keep encouraging people because I've needed it. I'm going to need them to remind me tomorrow. But today I can be the one to say, yeah, God is still good. He's still faithful. And he still can be trusted. Yeah. My name is Stephen Curtis Chapman. And I am second.